going to read from Luke or John chapter 12, verses 1 through 8. 6 days before the Passover, Jesus therefore came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. So they gave a dinner for him there. Martha served, and Lazarus was one of those reclining with him at the table. Mary therefore took a pound of expensive ointment made from pure nard and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. But Judas Iscariot, one of the disciples, he who was about to betray him, said, "Why was this ointment not sold for 300 denarii and given to the poor?" He said this not because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief. And having charge of the money bag, he used to help himself to what was put into it. Jesus said, "Leave her alone so that she may keep it for the day of my burial. The poor you always have with me, but you do not always have me." Jesus was on his way to the cross. His journey had already begun to Calvary. But 6 days before the Passover began, an event of incredible beauty and devotion and worship took place. Mary, the sister of Lazarus and Martha, anoints Jesus with an expensive ointment. Notice, Mary didn't come asking Jesus for anything or expecting to receive anything from him, but she lavishly poured out this expensive perfume upon Jesus. Judas protests. He says, "This is a year's wages. It is too much." But Mary knew that that wasn't true. It was not too much. What she was able to give could never be enough. Mary was able to see the infinite value of her Savior. She viewed Jesus as a treasure worth more than any gift that she possessed or could ever possess. Mary knew that Jesus was more precious than any amount of perfume in the world. In the 11th chapter of John, when Jesus was about to raise Lazarus from the dead, he told the disciples, "This illness does not lead to death. It is for the glory of God, so that the Son of God may be glorified through it." In Jesus, Mary could see the glory of Christ, the Anointed One. The extravagance of the gift poured out was because of her realization of who Jesus was and the priceless value of knowing him. So as we confess our sin this morning, we understand all too well the battle that we have with sin is a real battle that we fight daily. Romans 8:13 says, "For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live." The old Puritan John Owen said, "Be a killing sin, or it will be a killing you." How do we put to death the sin in our lives that we struggle with and that old sinful nature that still exists? I am convinced that as we see Jesus as precious, as a treasure of infinite value, prized above all that we have, that we, like Mary, will begin to see the glory of Christ as Mary did. And the light of this glory will expel the darkness of sin in our lives. 2 Corinthians 4:6 says, "For God, who said, 'Let light shine out of darkness,' has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ." So how do we put sin to death? We see the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ, and darkness will flee. Let's all pray together. Heavenly Father, we confess our sins today. And Lord, we understand all too well that that sinful nature still exists within us. But we pray that we will see the glory of Christ clearer and brighter every day. Teach us and show us who he is and what he has done. Let us know and see clearer the gospel of Jesus Christ and be more in awe of him every day. Help us, Holy Spirit, to see our battle with sin as a real battle that with only your help we can overcome. For each one of us, Our prayer is that you will show us your glory, we pray. We ask in the glorious name of Jesus. Amen. A scripture of great assurance is found in Jeremiah 31. But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, declares the Lord. I will put my law within them, and I will write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And no longer shall each one teach his neighbor and each his brother, saying, Know the Lord. For they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, declares the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more.